morning. Good morning, everyone.
Radio.
Morning. I always do that. As soon as the introduction come on and I forget and I speak. But good morning is what I was saying. I hope that you guys can hear me. Let me get the volumes together. All right. So this is your girl, Maisha Guy, and I want to finish off the surviving the bullies, 5 tips on how to help your youth survive their bully. I wanted to come back and give you the last tip. I know that I said I was going to do it on Friday. And, you know, dealing with this very personal topic, it's really emotional, you guys, and it brings back a lot of memories. And so it was very hard for me to kind of focus on this. And I guess it was because it was a random topic. It was a random show. So I really didn't even prepare. And that's my fault. I just wanted to get this message out because, I understood the importance of it needing to reach somebody's child. And so I don't want to be long-winded today. I really want to get to the point, but I want to kind of reiterate some of the things that we talked about with bullying. I did 2 previous broadcasts. I went over around you guys, but I went over 4 steps in 2 episodes, 2 30-minute episodes in the previous broadcasts. And I just encourage you to go back and listen to them. Go back and share them. I'm also going to be uploading them onto YouTube. And it will be on my YouTube channel for Maisha Guy, not the Petty Show. And let me just help you guys differentiate between the two, because I know you see those titles. You see the Petty Show title, and then you see the Empowered Boss Network title. Those will be 2 channels that I launch on this platform. I will be hosting both of them, but they will be different topics. They will deal with different things, and that's kind of self-explanatory. If you go back and listen to the intro I did in July about the Petty Show and what that's going to entail, that'll give you an idea of what the Petty Show is about. And then if you're not familiar with the Empower Boss Network, I want to ask that you take some time to go and review my class, because I took all of the recordings from the Empower Boss Network off and I put them into my class because they were so much full of gems. I had interviewed a lot of people, and so I've listed them on my site. Let me give you that. It is bit.ly, so you guys know bit.ly, bit.ly/download biz, B-I-Z, pack. So that's bit.ly/download biz pack. And, so that's where those recordings for the Empower Boss Network show over the last 3 years are now being stored. So this year we'll put some new shows up. We're going to have some new guests, some new topics, some new things that you can take and implement in your business and help you grow your business online. If you're familiar with that Empower Boss format, you know how we do it. If you're not, go to that website, familiarize yourself with how I run my Empower Boss Network. See if it's something that's going to benefit you if you're a small business owner, brick-and-mortar business owner, or if you're a solopreneur like myself, you're a single parent who wanted to stay at home with your kids and you want to learn how to make money on the side, you want to learn how to survive without having to sacrifice the kids, I'm all for that. I got something for you. Go to bit.ly /download biz pack. And I will go ahead and start the show. Let's talk, you guys. Oh, my God. I hope that you have been taking in consideration and praying for this mother of the young boy who was 10 years old and took his life. I hope that you have been putting her in your prayer list. If you found her, you're donating if you can financially. If you can't, that's understandable, giving her maybe just prayers. I know I don't know how people are, but death is so hard on me. It like it literally sets me back years, you know. And it's not funny, but I have to laugh it off because it's just so painful. Like just one death can set me back 5 years, where I just can't. It's just something inside of me dies every time someone close to me passes away. So when I tell you that I'm all too familiar with that feeling, and you just never know how a person wants to receive sympathy. You know, some people don't want to be approached. Some people don't want to be talked to. Some people don't, you know. So let's just lift her up in prayer today. So I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind. I'd like to put the prayer in the atmosphere for the mom. I'd also like to put the prayer in the atmosphere for any mom that is dealing with a bully, that has dealt with bullies, that you feel like your child will deal with bullies. Or if their parent is a bully, you have teachers that are bullies, whatever the situation is, I want to lift you up in prayer today. I want to also ask that you continue to lift yourself and your kids up in prayer after today. But this is the particular prayer that I would pray for my kids, okay? So let's go ahead and just set our hearts, you guys. Set our hearts on the love that we want to send the mother. Set our hearts on the love that Christ has given us to be a vessel for him. And let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come on your airways, Father God, to touch mothers across the world that may be dealing with bullying, that children may be broken. Father God, their spirits may be broken, their hearts may be broken, Lord God. We know all too familiar the feeling, Lord God, because we know the story of your son, Jesus Christ, who too was broken, Lord God. We know that we are sometimes first partakers of being the children of you, Lord God, and we don't take that lightly, Lord God. But for the children, Father God, those that are innocent, Father God, let's lift them up into your word that says, told you guys I get emotional. But I'm lifting them up, Father God, and I'm bringing to remembrance your word that says those that put a stumbling block in front of your children, Lord God. And I ask that you remember that word, Father God, and that you search out those that have become predators against the innocent children of today, Father God. Those that prey on their innocence, their weaknesses, Lord God. We pray that you hold them accountable to your word, Father God, because you said that you are not a man that you should lie, Lord God. So we know even now, Father God, for the babies that are hurting, broken, downtrodden, Lord God, we ask that you just speak to their spirits, that you humbly mend them together, Lord God, that you gently reposition them as clay, Father God, in your hands, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord God. Give them beauty for their ashes, Lord God. We ask that you give them joy, Father God, joy that only your son can give, that no man can take away, Lord God. But most importantly, Lord God, we ask and plead the blood of Jesus on their heads, Father God, and allow it to drip down to their toes, Lord God. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around their family. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around their minds, their hearts, Lord God. But most importantly also, Lord, we bind every arrow, Father God, of fear, Father God, of abuse, Father God, that the enemy has shot into that person's life and that person's heart and home. And we send it back to its sender 10 times, Father God. Because your word says that no weapon formed against our children will prosper. We know that it may form, but we know that it would not prosper. We send it right back, Lord God. We cancel the assignment on the enemy, on the youth's lives by the enemy. We cancel it right now as parents. The Bible says where 2 and 3 are together, gathered there you are, Lord God. You are in the midst. Mothers across the world are gathered with me today. And we're all in agreement, Lord God. We all stand together, Lord God, because you say what we bind is bound, Lord God, and we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Do not be afraid to be aggressive in the spirit when it comes to your children. Many people today are in church listening to messages all across the world. But not one pastor will tell you, as a parent, that you are supposed to war in the spirit about your kids. Have you received the tool to protect your child? Because you guys know that in the Bible it even said what they did to the post so that the enemy will ride over that person's door. Are you being equipped with everything you need to cover your children? And I've given you 4 tips. What you do with them is on you. What you do with this message is on you. I felt the burden. I felt the call. I accepted it. I came. I'm releasing so that I can move on to the next thing. Because, see, you guys, once we pray, it's done. This is not a topic or a situation that's constantly having to be. You don't have to pray every day. God heard you the first time. Stop allowing people to make you think you got to be a beggar when it comes to addressing your Father in heaven, okay? So we prayed about this, you guys. I'm not the mother. I know the mother will not release it. But being a covering for the mother and being a vessel for God right now, I'm releasing. I've just released it. It's done. So we're going to believe today that it's done. We're going to believe that those kids are going to have joy, that the joy is going to come back, that their life is going to be prosperous and fruitful. We're going to believe that the positive things that we just pray for, because we know we have the authority on earth, right, is done. Okay? So let's not get off this line. Let's not bring into our subconscious the doubt that it's not done. Let's walk in our authority knowing that it's finished, okay? Now let's move forward and let me give you the 5th step. I think on the 3rd step I was telling the kids that that was the most difficult step of them all, right? So you know that this 5th step is just natural. This 5th step, once you get past step 3 and then you get comfortable with step 4, this becomes your nature, step 5, which is to fight. And I don't necessarily mean the physical fight, but I mean the spiritual. Like I just over whatever the energy is in the atmosphere, that type of fight. And whatever you have to do to learn how to fight, I suggest you do it. And I suggest you fight the fight that's good enough for you. Because the Bible says we fight the good fight of faith. We fight the good fight of faith. Every day you get up, you have to fight. And I'm not talking about in the physical. Who has taught y'all that this world is so happy-go-lucky that every day you wake up, you're jolly? And then when your kids are attacked as prey, you cry and you get weak. But you was just happy last week, you know? What's happening? What's happening when we're so blind and we have this false illusion of joy that we forgot how to protect what is ours? It belongs to you. That joy is yours. The fact that you should live in peace is yours. But we have to fight for it, okay? And every day I want you to help your child understand that they are fighting for their future, especially if they're of another race. Look at this fight right now, right? So are we teaching our kids to be prey among the hunted? You know what I mean? What are you teaching your children? And one thing that I learned growing up myself is how to survive, how to hunt, and how to prey. How to be a predator sometimes, okay? And I don't mean that in the sense of abuse. I mean that in the sense of survival. So what are you teaching your kids? Because we're not in the days, you guys, where we can leave our doors open. I remember growing up, and I know you're like, here she goes with her story, her projects. Well, it's my story, hell. But I remember when we lived in the projects, and me and my cousin used to sleep on the porch. We used to sleep in the car. Earthquake come, you guys, all the kids outside, we sleep in the back of the car. Nobody bothered us. But this is not those days. This is not those times. We are not surrounded by those same kind of people. You know, where somebody is just going to step over a child to get to their house because they're outside sleeping. It's so hot. We just needed a little air. Please, give me just a little fresh air. and we could do that, but this is not those times. So teaching your kids the art of survival, teaching your kids the art of prayer. That way, the peace and joy you're going to get, you're going to give your child, is going to come from knowing that you don't have to fear no man but God. The Bible says fear no man but God. The Bible says, why do you fear the man who can do the body, hurt the body, but do nothing to the soul? So once you get that joy and that peace, it comes from walking in your authority and your identity. But teach your children. Teach your children how to not be the hunted. Baby, when the time comes, you either going to be the hunted or the hunter. You know? So you want to fight. You want to get up every day. You want to fight. You want to fight for your day. You want to command your day. You want to fight for your future. You want to fight for your destiny, because you can believe that everything is going to be set against you. You already set apart. You've already been identified, young boy, young girl, as a mark. Have been identified as someone that's different, someone that sets out, someone that stands out. So you've already been discovered. You've already been, pointed out. You might as well go super hard now. Once you've been revealed and identified, then it's time to stand. It's time for you to stand in your identity. So it's time for you to fight for who you are. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for what you're trying to do for your family. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense to somebody today. I hope that when you look in your eye, in your child's eyes, and you know what? I'm gonna switch this conversation to my daughter, because I didn't share my daughter's struggle with the bullying, right? But when you wake up, what are you teaching your child about this economy, about this world? Now, I have a daughter as well, and her and my son are night and day, two totally different people, but they're grounded with the same morals and fundamentals. Now, my daughter's a darker child. She's of darker, descent. She's a beautiful black baby, right? But she has to fight two times harder than light women and white women. I'm just going to be honest. And she had to learn that at 8. My daughter had to learn at 8 that things would not come as easy for her as they would light-skinned girls or mixed girls. She had to learn that very early. And the fact that not one time when they would kick her down when she wanted to model and take pictures, and she was just as talented, if not more talented, than other girls, but they would kick her down because she had dark skin and natural hair. Now, you imagine at 8 years old, and I know somebody is dealing with this right now, you imagine telling your baby why her dream of being this and that can't happen because of the color of her skin. Fight. Fight. And then I watched her try every sport in high school just because she didn't want to succumb to being mediocre. And in the black community, now watch this, she was seen as an overachiever because she did not want to be mediocre. Fight! How are we in a black community not encouraging our children who want to be more? Why would we want to tear our kid down and call her overachiever? I later found out, because I couldn't understand, why in the world did my black child love field hockey? Right? Because I'm not athletic, her father is, but I just couldn't understand why my child. What is it about this? What is this? Come to find out, my paternal aunt used to also play field hockey. I had no idea. So then it became, oh, she's not just going out here. She's doing what's really coming natural. And as parents, we don't know. We just think, oh, she wants to do this. Oh, he wants to do that. But these things are instilled in our kids from, you know, our elders. These thoughts, patterns, these wants, these desires, these are natural feelings. But the world wants to identify you as an overachiever or thinking you're better than. Fight. Fight. And I want to shift back. So, you know, you have bullies in so many different kind of situations, you guys. So these steps are steps that our kids need just to be themselves in a world that tells them it's not okay. Because the world is bullying your kid, Ma. The world is bullying your kid, guy. You know, person, man, female, the world is bullying your children. And without these tips, your child is going to be swayed away from who they really are because they don't have it instilled in them to fight. Fight. That's how you set your mark. It's not you being controversial. It's not you being combative. It's you setting the tone to set your mark in this world. Why allow somebody to take it away? Because they wanted to fit in. Fight. Fight. These are the things and the principles and the steps that begin to strengthen us, to give us that subconscious strength that we need to forge forward, to set our mark. Fight. So the fifth step of surviving the bullies today, I want to tell you, is fight. Now, everything that I've said up until now has not been physical. But I want to tell you, sometimes it's going to get physical. You can avoid it, but what happens when it's unavoidable? Do you run? Do you tell your child to run when that person is faced in front of him? Right? That fear that, oh, my God, I may get my ass beat. Do you tell your child to run? No, baby, fight. I remember around the time my son started getting bigger, started growing, there was a guy he was beefing with. And this guy showed up at my house. And you know what? I was the happiest person in the world. I was like, you know what, dude? I don't know who your mom is, but I respect you for fighting my son in my face and not trying to do it behind my back. Come on. And guess what? I let him and my son go in that backyard and go heads up. Nobody was in the front and saw it. Nobody, I didn't call a bunch of people over. It wasn't a group of people. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes you have to fight. And I don't know this little boy. You know, I don't know what he was going through. But I felt like my son may have stepped out of bounds because it ain't always perfect. You know, that's why I talked about that fourth step of identifying your accountability and what position, what role you played. But sometimes after being bullied for years, you start, after a while you get backed into a corner, you come out swinging, sometimes you don't know who you're going to hit. You know, so I felt like maybe my son was wrong. And that boy was so angry he had to come. And I respected him because other people had waited till my son was alone, and then they tried to gang him. But this guy came by himself. Okay? Because guess what? Sometimes you have to fight. And I always look at the role that I play as a parent, my kids play. We're always going to look at our role. And guess what? That boy, at that time, he had to fight. But I respected him because he respected me enough and respected his upbringing and his parents enough to do it the right way. If you're going to fight, fight. Fight. You know? But you become a weak vessel when you abuse people and you catch people off guard. If you're going to fight, fight. Fight. Okay? We not look, the fifth step is fight. You know, because I don't believe that any parent out there is really raising weak people. And if we can bring the fight back, we can put the guns down. We can put the abusive words down. Because, see, I find that people that talk a lot don't fight a lot. I find that people that shoot a lot don't fight a lot. But them fighters are survivors. And them fighters are the ones that usually come out with the victory. Because you can't bring a gun to a boxing fight. You're going to have to put them hands up. And that's just like the bully. The bully wants to fight, but he's fighting the wrong fight. You understand? Instead of fighting for his destiny, fighting for his purpose, fighting for his life, he's fighting yours. Duh. What, buddy? What? That don't even make sense. You should be fighting for your life. Fighting for, because see, now you're fighting the fight to go straight down. This is where you're going, straight down. That's where you're going. So I hope that you take these steps, you guys. Really listen to them. I'm sorry that I deliver it like this, but it is what it is. And I'm so glad I could come give you these tips because I know it's going to bless somebody somewhere at some point. But if I didn't have to go through it first, I wouldn't tell you. I'm not going to tell you or advise you on nothing that I didn't have to do first. And I had to go through the bullying with my kids. I had to do it. And as parents, it does get better. Get better. Somebody has a 2-year-old son, a 3-year-old son, a 4-year-old son. You're raising a black man in this world, babe. He's either going to be a bully or he's going to fight. You either want your child to be a bully or a fighter. We're going to raise fighters because we're putting them in the marketplace. Politicians are coming. These kids are coming. The future's here. The future's now. Why is your kid being fought so hard? Because they're the future. Teach your kids to fight now so they can live later. All right? It was good talking to y'all. I'm so glad that I could bring this tip to you. I'm so glad I can bring this message to you. Again, don't be ghost listeners. Share this message. Like, comment. Don't be ghost listeners. Don't take my stuff. Don't sit and do a whole series on this right here because I'm going to call you out. And I dropped this without trademarking my message or anything because guess what? This is information that should be shared among the world. But when I start dropping my real messages, they'll all be trademarked. They'll all be copywritten because I'm going to get some kids to their futures just like I did the ones in the past. If you are my kid and you know that I've mentored you in the past, drop me a comment. Let these people know that what I'm talking about is real. Let them know that the same thing I'm telling you them is the same thing that I told you and you implemented and now it works for you. Tell them, Miss Maisha sent me. Miss Maisha told me. Enjoy.